Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Tuesday, August the 21st, 2018. It's the Nintendo News Day, or as we usually call it, the Daily. Starting next Tuesday, Amazon is ending their 20% Prime discount for new video game releases. They're replacing it with a $10 credit, which only comes with select titles, which is basically a copycat of what Best Buy already does with their own select titles. So, if you have Amazon Prime and you still want to take advantage of your 20% off incentive, make sure to pre-order all the games you can by August 28th. At that point, you'll be out of luck, and you'll have to join all the other normies who pay full price for their video games. Unless you still have Gamers Club unlocked. If so, high five! The next playable character has been announced for Mario Tennis Aces. Starting on September the 1st, if you play a match in the online tournament mode, you'll unlock Diddy Kong. He'll join Yoshi, Toad, and Koopa Troopa within the Speedy character group. Give him a try next month. The 2018 Pokemon World Championships kicks off this Friday, August the 24th, where the very best compete in the Pokemon trading card game, Pokemon Tournament DX, and the Pokemon video game series. The event will go on all weekend long, and you can catch the main stream on twitch.tv/Pokemon. To find out more details on the event, head over to Pokemon.com. With Gamescom going on this week in Germany, new games and release dates have been announced for the Switch, and here's what we know so far. Arena of Valor will be the first MOBA game on the Switch, launching in September. The run-and-gun platformer Broforce will be ready on September the 6th. Brawlhalla, the Smash Brothers-style fighting game, will be released on November 6th. During the opening ceremony, THQ Nordic announced Saints Row the Third, which was previously released in 2011. No release date for that as of yet. Gung Ho announced an HD remaster of the classic RPGs Grandia 1 and Grandia 2. Both games are set for a winter release. A Hat in Time was a surprise announcement during an upcoming DLC presentation after developer Gears for Breakfast stated in February that a Switch port was not going to happen. No date given, but said to be coming soon. The Walking Dead, the complete first season from Telltale Games, releases next week on August the 28th. It was also stated that Season 2 and New Frontier would be on the way later this year. And finally, the 3DS port of Luigi's Mansion received a release date of October the 12th, set properly before Halloween. Being the first official day of Gamescom, I'm sure more announcements are on the way. We'll keep you up to date. And Tuesday means it's time to talk new releases for this week. 18 games are ready for launch, and as always, I'll highlight a few, starting with Kero Blaster. It's a side-scrolling shooter game starring a frog. You'll go from stage to stage destroying enemies, collecting coins, powering up your weapon, and getting gear to increase your health. It shows obvious inspiration from both Mega Man and Contra games. It's only $8.99 and available this Thursday on the Switch eShop. Next up, Night Trap 25th Anniversary Edition. This interactive movie video game was originally released on the Sega CD and is known for leading to the creation of the ESRB because of the, quote, gratuitous violence and promoted sexual aggression against women, unquote. If you don't know about it, look it up. It's a good read. It's available this Friday for $14.99 on the eShop. And finally, Little Dragon's Cafe. This game was created by the original creator of Harvest Moon, Yasuhiro Wada. Help a brother and sister manage a local cafe, explore the world, and raise a little dragon. It's sure to be a charming game and will be available this Friday for $59.99 in retail stores and on the eShop. To find out more about the new releases for this week, check out nintendo.com/games. Quick thanks to Ball and Mitt for those facts on A Hat in Time. It was very useful for this episode. If you'd like to be an official supporter of the Nintendo Seconds podcast with a small donation, head on over to anchor.fm/Nintendo Seconds and click support this podcast. With that, you'll get access to the Discord server where we can chat it up anytime. You can join me, current supporter Abe Martinez, and a few of my close friends where we waste time talking about the things we love, which is mostly Nintendo. That's all for today. If you have any feedback about the podcast or would just like to say hi, feel free to do so by sending a voice message through the Anchor app or send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.